Time now for Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMV. This game is being brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located at the Forest Park Plaza. Pizza King in Brazil, your official Northview post-game show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650. Ellis Law, one call does it all. For legal matters, large and small, call Ellis Law today for your free consultation. 812-234-9000. And by Sue Goshen, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Stand by now for another exciting Northview basketball game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome in on this Tuesday evening, the Northview High School. It's official senior night for the Northview Knights. Despite 10 days off, and no, it wasn't because anybody was sitting at home locked up in the room due to vaccination or anything else along those lines. We all know how bad the snow was, and our partner here, Brad Wallace, was able to escape all that, going way down south of America to the beautiful sun in what, Cabo, Brad?
Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. And I'll tell you what, Corey, if you've never had the opportunity to travel, and you want a cheap, nice, easy vacation, Cabo San Lucas is really nice. Los Cabos, it's that area down there, it's really nice. And we went in the winter. Their winter ended yesterday down there, and we were there for what they call the 14 days of winter, and the temperature's gotten to 70. So, yeah, not to brag a little bit, but I timed it just right. And we weren't supposed to be there over Valentine's. We were supposed to be at Christmas. But the resort we were staying at was closed because of the COVID. And I'll tell you, it was a great time. But I really missed not being here and calling those two games.
You only missed two.
I know, but I'll tell you what. Senior night tonight's heavy on my heart because I've watched these youngins grow up, you know, with Caleb Swearingen and Brevin Cooper and stuff. I was going through pictures. I've got pictures at the YMCA of these kids playing whenever the goals were hanging on the basketball goals. And they would run up the court. Nobody dribble. And it's you know, with Colton being a junior and stuff, I've watched him. Chris Ellis, I've known the Ellis family pretty much all my life. And it's really sad. Chris had that accident and got himself injured. And he's going to be probably a long road to recovery. Hate to see Chris miss senior night tonight. But I know they're home listening. And everybody's, you know, reaching out, prayers and stuff for the Ellis family.
Yeah, we're thinking about you, Chris, and the Ellis. Real quick before we go back to break, we got a long interview with Coach Michael Byram, 7 minutes long. We talked about sectional play, 10 days off, positive, negatives of it. We went into depth on all three seniors and whatnot because they deserve that. Now, hopefully the season continues on, but it is the last home game for Caleb Swearingen, Brevin Cooper, and Chris Ellis. Now, you weren't able to be here, but Northview is riding a six-game win streak. They did beat Brown County. They did beat a very good Martinsville team in a back-and-forth one back here. They have a real chance to go under 8 in a row entering sectional play next week.
Yeah, 13th ranked in the state, the highest we've been in 5 years.
We'll take a quick break. We'll take right back here on the pregame show from Northview High School. A good-sized crowd here for senior night on WAMB.
Great Dane needs the makers, the doers, the hard workers, the kind of people who still believe in crafting something with their hands, building something from the ground up, those who feel a sense of pride and satisfaction in saying, I made that. Great Dane has immediate openings at both their Terre Haute and Brazil locations and invites you to become a Great Dane maker. With a history dating back to 1900, Great Dane has established itself as the transportation solutions leader of today. Become a part of this rich history. Great Dane provides you with a rewarding career. Great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Immediate direct hire openings available now at both Terre Haute and Brazil locations. You'll join the nation's greatest makers and reap the benefits of a rewarding career that supports you and your family. Are you ready to make a difference? Because at Great Dane, that is exactly what you'll do. Start your journey by visiting greatdane.com/careers. That's greatdane.com/careers. You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Prior to Edgewood, Northview, big game conference foes. Two games left in the regular season. Northview, you guys haven't played in 10 days as Coach Michael Byram joins us. Before we get into senior night and everything else, what give you the positives and the negatives of having 10 days off during the season?
The positive, that we actually had some time to work on ourselves.
Okay.
The negative, I feel like that's way too long to be off. I think that 10 days is way too long. I thought we had something kind of going. I kind of wanted to keep things going in regards to that. But I think we were able to shore up some issues that we've been having. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We'll find out how we respond to that 10-day vacation, basically.
Yeah, 10 days off, but they weren't also been practicing because of the snow. So what really, how much work did you actually were able to get in?
We were able to practice basically three times last week.
Jeez.
So one, it was, I want to say it was Wednesday. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and then practice yesterday, so four times.
Tonight's senior night, Caleb Swearing, Jim Brevin Cooper, Chris Ellis. Just talk about that group.
You know what? That's a great group of young men. Those young men have done a great job with their legacy. And I'll start with Chris first. Chris is a great teammate. We miss Chris, but unfortunately Chris won't be with us for the remainder of the year because of his injury. But Chris is a great teammate. He's well liked by all. He gives everything his best. Brevin, he's one of the most competitive kids I've ever coached. I appreciate him for that. And Caleb's a young man who, and especially Brevin and Caleb, because they've been here all 4 years. They've really blossomed. Like, I remember when that, like, our first workouts, the spring of their 8th grade year, when they came over and started working out with the high school guys. Like, those guys have improved tremendously, and that's because of their hard work and dedication and sacrifice that they put in. And the basketball program's better, is going to be better when they leave than how they entered. So I'm very appreciative of their hard work and dedication.
Is this your first freshman to senior class you saw through as head coach, or was last year's?
Well, yeah, as the head coach, yes. This is my first one.
So does that have a little bit more meaning to it?
I think so. I mean, I think I definitely it does. I mean, last year's group, they were freshmen when I was still an assistant, so I got to see that 4-year progression. But these are my guys. I mean, they've been through all 4 years with me.
Talk about the game more, but just if you can give one phrase that the underclassmen can learn from this group, what is it?
I would say, by looking how they prepare. I think in season, out of season, those guys have really done everything the right way with rolling up their sleeves, getting in the gym, getting in the weight room, and just going to work. They've been steady the entire time, and I think they're perfect examples with that. From the energizing, hopefully they've been paying attention to that, and plus how they interact with the young kids in our community. It's very, like, and I mentioned this yesterday when we were talking to close practice. I really wish that our community could have seen this team. Especially the young kids, because I mean, this unfortunately this year our young kids have not been in and out the gym working with our workouts and things like that and camps, but these guys have done a great job with being great mentors to the youth.
Focusing on the game, it might not feel like it, but you are on a 6-game win streak despite the 10 days off. You're taking on a very good Edgewood team. They started off very hot the year. They went through a little bit of slump in the middle of the season. Now they've won their last two. What's good about this Mustangs team?
I think we're very balanced offensively. I mean, when you look at the statistics, Sater and Huttenlocker, they're double-digit digits. But, I mean, they move the ball. They share the ball on the offensive end, on defensive end. They create havoc. I mean, they do a really good job of stopping drives and closing out on shooters. I mean, we're going to have our hands full tonight.
And it's a possibility. A team you can see at the end of sectional play, just by how the bracket went out. I don't have to talk about that much, but just your initial thoughts on the bracket that came out.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
Your hands still.
I mean, you have no say so. I mean, so you just gotta go with whatever path you get. That's the path you have to take in order to get to sectional championship Saturday, and that's a goal of ours. That's one of our goals, and we gotta get things. I mean, we got a week to get ourselves situated and ready to go for that journey that we're going to go on.
Final question. You always say you want to play your best basketball by March. Well, March, February is almost over. You got two games left, then it's March. What do you think you've improved on throughout the entire season leading up to this point? And what is something you're kind of hoping that you see this last week you guys buckle down on just a little bit?
Okay. First of all, I think I'm gonna answer the last part first and then the first part.
Yeah.
I think that the defensive end, that's the one end that has concerned me the most. Because if we're going to cut down nets, when it's all said and done, you're going to have to get consecutive stops, and you're going to have to keep the ball out of the paint. And that, I think we've gotten better at it, but I'm still not satisfied. And I think this week's a great opportunity for us to see where we are with keeping good guards out of the paint. But we've progressed. I mean, this whole season has been a roller coaster. I think COVID has really, we had 35 days off due to COVID, and that's not counting Brandon or Braxton and the Landon. They had an extra 10 days. We missed a lot of practice time. We've missed a lot of time to get our team kind of situated early on. So, I mean, I'm very pleased with how we've handled that adversity and kind of got ourselves going. And plus, with our schedule, that's not no easy task. To be playing games, especially against really good teams, and then trying to find yourself and figure out how you're supposed to we need to play and win games. So, I mean, I'm really proud of our mental toughness, how we've dealt with that adversity head on, and we've not let losses or even poor performances alter our development of our team.
All right, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Big thank you to the head coach of the Northview Knights, Michael Byram, joining us to talk all things seniors. Chris Ellis, Caleb Swearingen, and Brevin Cooper. Sectional play, 10 days off, and much more. We'll take a one-minute break here on the pregame show. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Dennis back in the studio in downtown Brazil. When we come back, tip-off, Edgewood, Northview. Final home game of the year on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
It's February, and during the President's Day event at York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Brazil, it's easy to see why we're not number one, you are. Come lease a Jeep Renegade for $155 per month, Jeep Compass for $209 per month, Jeep Cherokee for $199 per month, and 0% for 72 months on select models like Pacifica Hybrid, Pacifica, Durango, Grand Cherokee, and Ram Classic. Come see our now fully open facility on US 40 west of Brazil and see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one,
you are!
You're number one.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here from Northview High School on WAMB, 1130 AM, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, and 106.9 in Brazil, and online on WAMBradio.com. Let's send it to the Northview Marching Band for the national anthem, and then Mr. Scotty McDonald with the starting lineups for Northview and Edgewood.
Thank you.
Edgewood High School. At guard, a 6'4 senior, number 5, Coleman Sater. At guard, a 6'2 junior, number 10, Kane Huttenlocher. At forward, a 6'3 senior, number 11, Landon Ringler. At guard, a 6' senior, number 21, Zeke Powell. And at forward, a 6'2 junior, number 22, Henry Norman.
It's nighttime for the final time during the 2020-2021 basketball season for the Northview High School Gymnasium. They have one more regular season game this coming Thursday at Bloomington South, and then they start sectional play. We'll tell you about the bracket here at our next opportunity throughout the broadcast. But first, the Northview Knights in their white uniforms, Edgewood in their black. And if the Knights win this, they're second place in the WIC.
Yep, and they've got Edgewood struggled, but they have won two of the last three, so here we go.
Caleb Swearinger will win the opening tip and give it to fellow senior Brevin Cooper, going right to left on the radio dial.
Honorary starter tonight, Chris Ellis, watching and listening at home.
Cooper on the right elbow finds Cooper on the far side, driving, attacks, right hand, got it to go.
Picks up his first 2 points of the game on senior night, Brevin Cooper, and nobody stays back. That's where the confusion is here, Corey. This is where Edgewood's been struggling with their team basketball.
Powell bring it left to right, guarded by Drew Cook across the timeline. Bouncing it off far side, taken away by Brevin Cooper. Up ahead to Swearingen. He'll stop for a 10-footer, left it long. Instead of attacking the bucket, he'll miss the jumper.
He had Drew Cook. He could have dished that off for Cook, but the senior thought different, and he missed his first shot of the game. The Knights still have a 2-0 lead.
Sater with the ball on the logo. Sater goes away from the screen to the left elbow. Picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go with it. Hands it off. Driving to the bucket. Baby floater. Left it short. Missed there by Huttenlocher.
Rebounded by Cooper. Leading rebounder of the Knights team, the senior Brevin Cooper.
How about Ethan Dehart for three? Off the back iron. No. Rebounded by Powell. The Knights 1-for-3 from the field to start the ball game. 6:45 to go in the first. 2-0 lead on the Great Dane scoreboard. Powell goes all the way, left it short. Offensive rebound taken by Doering, and he'll kick it on top for a Huttenlocher three. Rims in and out, no. Rebounded by Dehart.
Huttenlocher with a nice look there, just hit the back iron.
Drew Cook, transition three.
Cookie Monster with a big three-pointer. And that's hot whenever he comes out. And in the first minute and a half, hits a big three. Knights up 5-0.
Powell, across the timeline. Big conference play. These two teams could see each other by next Saturday in the sectional championship if all the dominoes fall.
And I'll tell you what, Drew Cook is very fired up here. He's playing intense defense after hitting that big three.
Sater on the left elbow. Bouncing it on top, swinging it to the right wing to Huttenlocher. Huttenlocher taken away by Brevin. Cooper in transition. Gets it rejected. Offensive rebound by Fowler. And he'll throw it away intended for Dehart.
Yeah, and that's going to be a turnover on Jacob Fowler. He just threw it away. And Brevin Cooper looked at him and said, just go back up with it. And that's where he struggled all seasons, making that decision to go up.
We know Brevin is the tallest guy, but it's very rare to see his shots get blocked.
Right, and he, like I said there before, though, leading rebounder.
Huttenlocher puts it up, and he'll miss a layup. Rebounded by Dehart, and a whistle will be blown. I don't know why. We'll find out.
10 seconds off the clock. They didn't run it from the inbounds. So that was Sater. Missed that last one for Edgewood. Rebound came down to the Knights, D. Hart.
While they try to figure this out, and here we go. Now we're back.
5:30.
So they took, what, 16 seconds off.
Yeah.
How did they figure that? 5-0 for the Knights. Swearingen gets it across the timeline. Caleb, far side, Brevin Cooper. Cooper down low to Swearingen. On the right block, fadeaway 18-footer off the back rim. Offensive board taken away by who else? Brevin Cooper. Cooper gets it back for three. Off the front iron, no. Rebounded by Powell. They're getting the open looks.
Yep.
Powell in transition, guarded by Drew.
I don't know if you'd call Swearingen's an open look. He almost fell down when he released his shot.
Talk about the three ball.
Yeah.
Powell, far side, gets it in the hands of Huttenlocher. Skips it on the left wing to Doering.
But I'll tell you what, Corey, if you haven't seen Drew Cook play basketball yet, you're really missing out. This kid has got it in his blood. Eddie Bird in the house tonight watching Drew Cook play tonight. The legendary Larry Bird's brother.
Powell attacks, spins away, brings it back on top to Sater. Sater scoops
double
the
dribble.
Pass. Yep. Double turnover on Edgewood.
Nice defense there by Ethan DeHart, the junior. Ethan pressured the ball, made Powell, you know, make a rash decision to throw it and pass the ball away up top, and that created the turnover.
Cooper gets it on top to Fowler, far side Drew Cook. Thought about the three and said finds Cooper. Same spot, three.
He got that one to fall. Brevin Cooper leads all scoring with 5 points, and Knights are up 8-0.
Up on the Great Dane scoreboard, big thanks to Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Powell gets it on top to Sater. Hands off to Huttenlocher for three, and there's the ends of scoring drought for the Mustangs.
Huttenlocher's 1-for-2 from behind the arc. Hits that one from about 21 feet.
Cooper drives under the bucket in midair, finds DeHart. He'll take one dribble for an 18-footer and left it long. Fowler, offensive rebound.
Traveled.
And, yep, he got bumped, traveled. It'll be Edgewood ball.
DeHart now 0-for-2 from the floor. He missed that three, and now he missed that about, I don't know, 17-footer. That's where he's usually pretty strong, Corey, facing off right around the free throw line.
Powell brings it up slowly up the floor. Far side perimeter across midcourt. He'll dance with it. Attack the left baseline. Ball's off his foot. He'll pick it back up and brings it back on the left wing to Sater. Over to Doering, down low. Right block, puts up the right hand, no good. Gets his own miss in Ringler, and he'll get it blocked by DeHart.
Ethan DeHart's playing defense tonight, folks.
Cooper hesitates, drives, puts it up for his 7th point of the game.
7 points for Cooper, 10-3 Knights. 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go on a Great Dane scoreboard.
Sater goes left to right on the radio dial. Sater on the logo. Brings it on the left elbow, spinning. And a travel by Sater.
Another defensive stop there by the Knights, led by Ethan DeHart. DeHart looks at the coach like, why am I coming out? He's playing the best defense of his career, and he's going to have a break here. Landon Carr, the junior, wearing number 5, will check in for DeHart.
Cooper on the logo. A lot of high ball screens. Gets the Carr far side. One dribble on top to Cooper on the left wing. Cooper fakes right, goes left, attacks, puts it up. Brevin Cooper, this is his senior night.
Yeah, Brevin Cooper is not going to leave anything out there. He's got 9 points, and it's a 9-point lead, and he steals the ball right away.
Cooper dancing with it over to Swearingen. He'll attack now. Senior trying to get on the board, and he left it short. And it's out of bounds, Edgewood ball.
He had Brevin Cooper wide open at the top of the key, and I thought for sure he'd pull the trigger on that and kick it back out to Cooper.
They're going to bring Nolan White in and give Drew Cook a break. 2:22 to go in the first, 12-3. Knights on top by 9.
I seen where the Brazil Times give Nolan White player of the week while I was gone.
Yeah, he had a couple threes.
Yeah, and a big shout out to Macy Timmerman and Audrey Spencer, yep. Lady Knights all conference.
In the WIC, Sater left block, puts it up, rolls over the rim. Good D by Swearingen, and he'll get fouled by Sater, a frustration foul.
Yep. But Audrey Spencer and Macy Timmerman, WIC, all conference.
And you know, the fun thing about that is?
They're junior and sophomore. They'll both be back next year. And,
I'm so
excited for that Northview. Everybody but Katie Anderson comes back, and all starting 5, the first couple off the bench. I mean, it's going
to
be great.
Fowler will bring it down low to Carr on top to Cooper. He'll fumble it, pump fakes, Brings it back over to White on the right wing. Nolan to the top of the key. Shuffles his feet. Dancing with it. Picks up his dribble and finds Cooper. Left baseline. He'll reset on the left side. Step back three. Brevin Cooper's feeling it. And that one went in and out. Up ahead, Huttenlocher. What a left wing long three. Wow.
Huttenlocher hits another one. He's got 6 points. All six Edgewood points. Cuts lead to six.
1:15 to go in the first. 12-6 is the score on the Great Dane scoreboard. Fowler comes out from the wing to get it.
Nice. Five empty possessions in a row and got an offensive foul called.
Now they're going to call it on Sater.
Oh, Sater on the push.
As Swearinger was cut to the bucket, Sater grabbed his arm, and that'll be Sater's second.
Yep, he's going to come out.
Coming in for him will be number 23, is Sean Sims.
Sean Sims played a lot in Wabash Valley
Classic. Yeah.
He was a starter back at the beginning of the year during the Classic.
Tough defender, too. Cooper underneath the basket. Brevin on top to Nolan White. Swings at the car, back to Cooper left side. Cooper, guarded by Sims, picks up his dribble, needs help, and he'll skip it way up top to Landon Carr. Back to Cooper, driving, attacking, underneath the bucket to Braxton Sampson, throws it to Carr inside.
Double dribble.
Finds Cooper for three, and like you said, it was a double dribble beforehand.
Landon Carr turns it over. I don't see Drew Cook sitting on the bench very long. Him and DeHart and Fowler, all three starters on the bench getting a breather here with 45 seconds to go.
And 10 days off kind of ruin your, conditioning aspect?
Stamina.
Huttenlocher on the right block, puts it up and off the mark, rebounded by Brevin Cooper. 30 ticks to go in the first, 12-6 lead for the Knights. Swearingen pump fakes and he'll travel.
He did, turnover by the senior. Swearingen struggling to get started here in the first period. He's 0-for-3, he's got a turnover. So he'll get it figured out. He's averaging, I think, right at 19.2 points per game.
Aiden will bring a left to right on the radio dial for Edgewood. 18 seconds, he'll go for the last shot.
Aiden Jorges.
Jorges feeds it on top, now to Powell. Powell guarded by White. On the logo, 10. Near side, Huttenlocher. He's got two threes. On top to Sims, swings a far side, Powell. 3 seconds, Jorges, free throw line jumper at the buzzer. Left it short, and we'll go to the second quarter. The North Unites struggled a little bit offensively, but they still double what Edgewood has on the scoreboard. Northview 12, Edgewood 6. Second quarter coming your way on WAMB.
At H&R Block, tax time is our favorite time of year. It's when our tax pros get to do what they love the most, help people. By getting to know you, they make sure your return gets done right. It's not just numbers, boxes, and forms. It's personal care, so you get every credit and deduction you deserve. With an average of 10 years' experience, our tax pros get your taxes done right. Just one of the many ways Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. Walk in, make an appointment, or drop off your documents, and we'll tackle your taxes while you're away.
Tired of paying those high cable rates? Give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. Mike has Dish 2-year price lock plans starting at $64.99 a month. This includes free installation, free Hopper voice remote, and 3 months free Showtime and Stars. Don't call some random 800 number. Call your local premier dealer, Midwest Satellite and Mike Morin, 812-847-8848. Call Mike. He'll treat you right.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to the second quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. It's North Unites in their final home game on senior night, 12 over Edgewood 6. Gorgeous on the far side brings it to Huttenlocher on the volleyball line. Huttenlocher crossing up Cooper, puts up a 10-footer, left it way long, and Carr goes up and brings down the one-handed rebound.
Scoring
up ahead to Swearingen in transition. He gets on the board.
Swearingen gets his first 2 points in the first quarter. Cook had three. The senior Brevin Cooper had nine.
Far side, Gorgeous brings it left to right. He'll take his time on the logo. Now brings it to Sims on the right corner. He'll attack the bucket, stop on the elbow, out wide for a three. Off the mark there, number 13, not in the roster. Now it's Nolan White going right to left. Nolan hands off to Cooper, back to White on top. Nolan attacks over to Carr. Carr on the right wing, spins away to hand off to Cooper, and Cooper cut off by Sims on the left wing. Brevin fighting through it to Carr, now Swearingen. Caleb on the left side, goes to the free throw line, stops, bounce pass in the corner to Cooper. Sims corrals him. He'll drive the bucket from the baseline, gets body, but he loses the ball out of bounds first. It'll be Edgewood ball going the other way.
You don't see that very often. Back-to-back turnovers by the seniors, Cooper and Swearingen. And, you know, we haven't seen very many turnovers committed by them two all season, Corey.
No. Powell on the logo. On the left side, dribbles off his foot. Oh, no, they're going to say it was off Northview. Nope. I think one official is going to correct him, though.
Nope. He's going to adjust it. Yep, Adam Meyer, the official, he went right to him and said, yep, you're right.
So it will be Northview ball as Drew Cook reenters the ball game.
Drew got about a minute and 5 second breather.
He'll come in for Landon Carr.
Sampson comes out and Fowler checks back in. So all the starters are in there, but Nolan White, he's out there.
Drew Cook, a far side, long three, left it short. White gets the long rebound offensively on top to Fowler. Finds Brevin. Kicks it over to Cook in the corner. Good defense by Edgewood. They're playing scrappy. Now Swearingen on the left wing, dancing with it. Gets double teamed, picks it up and scoops it over to Cooper. Down low to Fowler. Jacob on top. Cooper, senior three. Got it.
Three more for Cooper. He's got double digits. 5:50 to go in the first half. Cooper's got 12 points. Knights lead 17-6.
Hunt Locker hands off to Powell on the left wing. Powell near side, Sims for a long three. Wow.
He eyed it, flied it, got it. Sean Sims get it, and we got a timeout. Timeout Edgewood. It's a 60-second timeout. The Knights lead 17-9. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. Are you building a home or are a home builder? Park County RMC is happy to announce our new construction program that incentivizes energy efficiency building practices. This program has a proven history with amazing results. Call 765-569-3282 today or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for additional details.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Well, on break, Swearingen knocks down a two to go up 19-9 coming out of the timeout. Now Sader in the corner for a wide-open three, knocks it through.
Coleman Sader with his first 3 points. Edgewood's now got a 12 points on the scoreboard. Knights lead by seven.
DeHart, full court pressure by Edgewood, finds Swearingen. Skips to Cooper, wide-open Cook for three.
You don't leave him that open, and he barely missed that one, Corey, off the front of the iron. You don't see that when Cook has a wide open look.
Yeah, Sader attacking. They're going to call a body foul on the floor on Swearingen. A good thing, too, because Gorgeous hit a three.
Northview number 22, Caleb
Swearingen with his first foul.
You don't see Cook miss those wide open threes too
often. No, and man, I'll tell you what, it was right on line. Just very tipped the front of the iron.
Sader gets it in a Gorgeous, and he'll be called for a travel right away.
He slid when he caught the ball. He slid. He was the inbound trigger.
Full court pressure. Cooper gets the inbounds. Now behind him is Swearingen.
We'll see a lot of this full court trap Thursday against Bloomington South.
Far side to Cooper. He'll attack. Drives. Puts it up and he'll be fouled and go to the line for two.
Foul's going to be on Edgewood. It's going to be their third team foul. Foul's on number three. That's Aiden Gorgeous.
Number two, Brevin Cooper.
First free throws.
Puts it up and got it. Big thanks to Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today by applying at greatdane.com.
Boy, lots of fans in the stands here on senior night, Corey. It's mm-hmm. nice to see it. COVID's starting to make a change, it looks like.
Cooper, next free throw up and through.
14 for the senior Brevin Cooper.
21-12, 4:28 to go in the second quarter.
Somebody needs to sign Cooper to play basketball.
I was
going to
mention that. Sater attacks the rim. It'll rattle in and out. I can't believe he's unsigned still. DeHart on the right side, hesitates, drives, throws a bad pass inside, but luckily it went off the knee of Jurgis, and it'll be Northview ball.
Ethan shakes his head because he knew as soon as he let go of that, he knew he wanted it back. And he's played really good defense so far. Offensively, he's not been able to get on the scoring side, but he's made some good passes.
Fowler on the right wing.
Talking with Jacob's dad, he's 2 for 3 from behind the arc. And you would have never expected that out of Fowler.
Yeah, he hit one against Brown County.
Yeah.
Drew Cook gets the ball on the logo. Under 4 to go. He'll attack Sater. Puts up the right hand and nearly got the bucket to fall, but he'll go to the line for 2 instead.
Yeah, foul's going to be on number 11. That's Ringler. That's his first, team's 4th. Cook will go to the line to shoot 2.
Also, thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call him at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today.
Cook, nothing but net on the first one. 22-12. Knights lead on the Great Dane scoreboard. Cook with a chance for the second one. It's up and good.
3:52 to go in the second. Knights on top by 11, 23-12.
Edgewood had it down to 5 here just a few minutes ago, Corey.
Edgewood moves the ball along the perimeter. Gorgeous inside to Sater. Sater spins, throws it away in the corner, but luckily picked up by Doering. And Doering has it in the left corner. On top to Sater. He'll drive. Puts up the body through contact. He got it to go.
Coleman Sater's got 5 for the Mustangs.
Fowler gets a cross-court pass on top to Cooper. Over to Cook in the corner. Pump fakes a 3. Drives. Throws to DeHart. Brings it inside. Inside the Fowler. What a pass and finish.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I said he's been doing it offensively. He's not scoring, but I'll tell you, Ethan DeHart's seeing the court tonight.
Sater driving. Gets it to Sims inside. It's Zach Sims. Fowler gets the block from behind.
Jump ball.
And it'll be a jump ball, as Brad said.
Good play there by Fowler. Good defense by Cooper.
Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are a neighbor. 25-14, 3:01 to go in the second. All starting 5 for the Knights out there.
Thursday night will be the biggest test of the season as we travel to Bloomington South to take on a Panthers team that struggled to get going in December, but boy, they're on fire.
Yep. Swearingen on top to Fowler. Who would have played their counterpart, Bloomington North, if it wasn't for snow on Friday?
Yeah, and they've only lost 2 games all season.
DeHart, step back 3, in and out, no. And a Fowler will get called for a foul on the rebound.
Yeah, and he's got to learn that you don't have body position. You can't go over the top like that. I know it's not a called over the back anymore. It's a body foul, but he's got them long arms if he'd just time it better. But he reaches across and gets called with the contact.
Powell will be on the logo. Dribbles with the far side, shuffles a feet for a one-hand pass to Doering. Doering kicks it to Sater, fires to Powell left wing. Powell bouncing it on top. Huttenlocker over to Doering on the right side, back on top to Huttenlocker. On the logo, the slowdown of 2:10 to go in the half.
Drew Cook has taken Zeke Powell out of this game.
Huttenlocker driving, spins, puts it up and in.
Fowler didn't peek Huttenlocker out there. He let him just lay it off the front of the rim.
Cooper in transition, finds DeHart on top of the key. Now Cook for a low pass. Drew dancing with it. 1:50 to go. Hands off to Brevin. Brevin drives. Nice feed to Fowler. Reverse layup. No, he didn't go up strong. And he'll miss the layup, and a jump ball will be called. Edgewood gets possession.
Fowler should have dunked that one, Corey.
He tried the reverse layup.
He had it. Should have went up on the left side. Instead, he tried flipping it off the backboard. And everybody's telling him over here, the coaches, when he come out, says, you know, you've got to finish that one, young man.
You go up and dunk, you either get fouled or you get it.
Yep.
Powell on the logo, 25-16. Sater, backdoor cut to Huttenlocker. He's got nowhere to go. He's cut off by Cooper. They'll extend to Sims for 3. He misses this one. Braxton Sampson gets the rebound. Up ahead to Drew Cook. Cook, step back, 3, in transition off the mark. See, 1 for 4 from beyond the arc?
Yep.
Sater now goes the other way, driving, puts it up and in.
Coleman Sater picks up two more. He's got seven, all coming here in the second period. And just like that, Edgewood's got it back to seven. 25-18, 1 minute to go in the first half.
Swearingen on the logo. Hands off to Cooper. Man-to-man defense by Edgewood, 50 seconds. See if they wait for the last shot.
That's what Coach Byram is wanting. But the pressure here of the Mustangs, I look for if we see a seam, we're going to take it because everybody's playing high.
DeHart nearly lost it, but gets it to Brevin Cooper. 30 seconds. Brevin picks up his dribble, finds Senior Swearingen. Caleb driving, stops, Euros, puts it up, and got the friendly roll. Sat on the rim for what felt like 10 minutes.
I knew defensively they were going to give a seam, and Swearingen found it.
8 seconds, Powell attacks the bucket, feeds inside, Huttenlocher got it to go. 5 seconds, Swearingen, he's at half court, he'll drive, puts up the floater at the buzzer, all the way to the rim, and they're going to count it.
8 points for Swearingen, all coming in the second quarter. The Knights lead 29-20 at the half. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of, and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website. PDF-INC.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world. Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everybody, to another conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Paul, it is perfect basketball weather. The snow is here. It's almost a tradition in our state to have snow in conjunction with tournaments.
It is, and you know that's what's great about Indiana. We just move in. We'll get on inside, and we're going to play a little basketball in our cathedrals across the state, and not worry about the snow a whole lot because that's what we've always done. And that's what we're going to continue to do.
Well, it's a big weekend as we head toward girls' state finals. We have the semi-states at six sites around the state for boys. And, again, I marvel at how well this has gone on. You just have to be unbelievably proud and pleased that we are at this stage of the tournaments, both tournaments, and have had relatively few major interruptions at all.
That's exactly right, Bob. And, you know, it's, again, I've said it before, but I'm going to continue to say it. It's a tribute to our schools, our families, our student-athletes across this state. They knew what they needed to do to be able to get to this point of the year, and they've done it. and they've worked their tails off and you know, followed protocols and you know, done everything they can to help us get to this point of the season. I'm just so proud to be in the state of Indiana with the folks that we have, because they've done it. And a lot of states across this country can't say that. And, you know, it's just, again, thank you to all the people out there who have sacrificed to get us here.
And it's not just basketball. Obviously, throughout these past few days and currently, you still have other sports going on, because this is the Winter Sports Championship program, and it's busy. And the things we say about basketball, we similarly say about the other winter sports that the IHSAA presents.
Oh, absolutely. We know we just contested our first winter state championship last weekend with girls swimming, and Carrie Sludecker, an assistant commissioner here, did a phenomenal job of playing that event. And the thing that I'm so proud about that is that while we were short on spectators, every student athlete that participated in previous years, the same number of kids got to participate this year. We didn't cut opportunities for kids, student athletes. And that's what our challenge was in the beginning, but that was our goal, and we were able to accomplish that goal. And then we jumped this weekend, Bob, and, you know, we're getting ready to walk in Bankers Life on Friday with 224 wrestlers representing 107 schools across the state. And we're going to do some things different. We're going to have two sessions on Friday, but at the end of the day, when we get done Saturday night, we're going to celebrate a champion in each weight class and a team champion. And again, we're going to do it in front of some fans. Mom and Dad get to attend this event, so we're happy about that.
Speaking of moms and dads for wrestling, do we know exactly what the restrictions are going to be on for our basketball tournaments, or is it too early to make that determination?
Well, we know where we're at with girls basketball right now. You know, they're going to be playing one game on Friday night, and then they'll play three games on Saturday. We will clear the facility between each contest. And our attendance numbers right now today looks like we're going to have about 2,000 spectators for each contest. Which, you know, I'm happy with that.
Pretty good.
You know, we never want to turn somebody away, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to have 2,000 people watching their communities, their teams play. We're going to take that as a win. But, you know, we've got our IHSA network, and we're going to give all the opportunities we can to be able to watch the contests, even if you can't attend in person.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. And Paul, congratulations again on a fantastic, fantastic start to the championship season for the IHSAA sports, and best of luck to everybody involved in this weekend's activities. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate it a lot, Bob, and thank you again for promoting high school athletics across this state. You and all the folks that do it just make it special, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
There are times in your life when you need some advice, when you need someone to get you through it all.
We're here talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. I hear there are Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. What's the difference?
Well, actually, in bankruptcy, either Chapter 7 or 13, there's two types of debts. There's secured debts and unsecured debts. Secured debts are debts that have some collateral attached to it, like a house or a car, furniture, or appliance, some of them of value, where you purchase that property or pledge the property, you're making payments on it. Unsecured debts are the opposite. Those are the charge cards, medical bills, hospital bills, signature loans, that laundry list. In Chapter 7, called a liquidation bankruptcy, we actually discharge those debts totally. In a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it's a reorganization where we actually take your payments and pay back a portion of that debt over a five-year payment plan. So whether you're facing bankruptcy, whether it be a 7 or a 13, give Ellis Law a call at 234-9000.
In times like these, you need to call Mike Ellis.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome here on the Halftime Show up on the Great Dane scoreboard. It's Northview 29, Edgewood 20. Brad Wallace to my right, Corey Clark with you. Dennis back in the studio in downtown Brazil here to end the halftime. We'll tell you about our sectional basketball coverage, what Northview Knights bracket looks like, plus a little addition game we're adding for this Tuesday. Brad, go ahead and take away the first half action from Northview and Edgewood.
Scoring for the Knights, 14 for the senior Cooper, 8 for the senior Swearingen, 5 for the sophomore Drew Cook, and 2 for Jacob Fowler, the junior, 29 for the Knights. On the Edgewood side, 20 points on the scoreboard, 10 from Caden Huttenlocker, 7 for Coleman Sater, all coming in the second period, and 3 from Sean Sims off the bench. Edgewood 20-29. They've stuck with it, Corey. Stayed, you know, they were down 13 at one time, had it within 5.
Now let's go ahead and look at the sectional bracket that came out on Sunday night. South Vermillion got the bye. They'll play the winner of Brown County and Edgewood. They play each other on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, the first game, your Northview Knights drew West Vigo. The winner of that game will play the winner of Owen Valley and Brownstown Central.
And I'll tell you what, West Vigo's on a roll. They've won 4 of the last 5.
Yep. We're going to be calling all the games that involve South Vermillion, West Vigo, Northview, and those are the 3 in that sectional. So we're going to be calling the first game on Friday no matter what. We'll be calling a game on Friday in the second afternoon part as well. Hopefully it has Northview in it, taking on either Owen Valley and Brownstown Central. Northview plays at 6 p.m., 5:45 pregame next Wednesday. We also added one game, Terre Haute North. They play in Avon, Indiana, and they're going to play a team Northview fans are familiar with, the Plainfield Quakers, a very good team. That game will be between Brad and I on WAMB. So busy schedule, busy week next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and hopefully on Saturday.
Well, we'll be there Saturday because if something were to happen and West Vigo would knock off the Northview Knights on Wednesday night, I think that'll propel them on into the championship game.
Sponsorships are still available. Just get a hold of Brad or myself, and we will help you out with that. And we want to wish the best of luck to the Linton Lady Miners in their state championship run this weekend. That game is on Friday at 7 p.m., and you can hear it on WAMB. Brevin Cooper and the Northview Knights start with the ball in the second half on top, 29-20. Fowler pump fakes a 3, drives, puts up the right hand, left it too long, and it's saved out of bounds to DeHart. Ethan DeHart inside, no look to Swearingen. Caleb didn't expect it, bodies all over the floor, up ahead in transition to Powell. He'll lose it and throws it off the back of the backboard. Crazy little 30-second span right there.
Out of bounds as it hit the backboard, and I'll tell you what, that was a nice no-look pass by Ethan DeHart, and it got Swearingen right upside the noggin.
He didn't expect it.
Not at all. Nobody did.
Cooper picks up his dribble, finds Fowler on the right wing. A screen made for Cook. He won't shoot. He'll wait for DeHart. Bouncing it on the right block to Fowler. Driving into Brevin Cooper now on top. Cooper in front of the Knights bench. One hand pass to Swearingen in the corner. He'll pump fake, brings it to the right wing. Being patient, finds Cook, free throw line jumper, nothing but net.
7 points for the Cookie Monster. He's got 2 and all scoring here in the second half. 31-20, Knights lead by 11.
Powell goes right to left with it on the radio dial. Picks up his dribble, Cook in his face. And he'll finally get rid of it to Huttenlocker for 3. Got it. Wow.
Silenced the crowd as it's 13 points now for Huttenlocker. He's only averaging 8.5.
DeHart will try to match with a 3.
Got
there
it.
We go, Ethan DeHart.
Ethan DeHart gets on the board for the first time tonight. He's got 3, and the Knights 34-23.
Near side for Doering. Now Sater will attack the elbow. No look pass to Huttenlocker. Put it up and count it with a foul by Brevin Cooper.
And foul's going to be against the Knights. Their first of the second half. Basket counts. Oh. Fouls on Fowler, his second. He got him on the push.
Big thanks to York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Located in Highway 40 west of Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one. You are.
Caden Huttenlocker with the old-fashioned three-point play, 34-26.
Cooper finds Fowler on the wing. Jacob is patient with it. Now he'll find DeHart. Skips it to Cook. Wide open left corner 3. Left it way short.
Cook didn't have his feet underneath him there. He was still turning when he released that one.
Drew not shooting the best from 3 this game. He started the game off by hitting his first one. Nothing since. Ball will be out of bounds. Northview ball.
Yeah, he's rushed them. And I think it's because he's been so wide open, he's rushed his shot. And
he struggled against Martinsville, too, because he had a couple big ones, but the whole team struggled from three. Cooper attacks the rim, just kind of heaves it up there. No good. Sater's got the rebound going the other way. Sater drives. He'll be fouled by Fowler, and Sater will go to the line for two.
That's three fouls on Fowler. Two coming here really, really quick. And I look for Sampson to check in. I don't see Fowler leaving him there, and he's gonna go to Nolan White, gonna go with the small lineup here.
This is something that Coach Michael Byram has talked about, a lineup that's possible, making Swearingen in the center and going with four guards. And it makes sense with a team like this. You probably can't do it against Owen Valley because of
Stephen Atkinson.
Yeah, Atkinson. Yeah. But you can do it with a team that doesn't have a true center.
You're not going to be able to do it against Bloomington South on Thursday because Trevor Taylor plays like he's 8 foot tall.
Yep, and he can shoot like he's Steph Curry.
Coleman Sater picks up the second of the two, and he's got 8 points for the night.
34-27. Nolan White has it on the right wing, near side of DeHart. Ethan back to White. Nolan fakes the pass, attacks, pump fakes, gets them off their feet, tried to draw the foul instead of making the open layup, and he misses.
Nolan White with his first miss of the game, first shot attempt.
Powell in the far side corner, guarded by Cook, hands off to Sater. Spins, left hand, left it long, rebounded by DeHart.
I'll tell you what, tonight Ethan DeHart's playing some really good minutes of basketball.
DeHart pump fakes. Drives over to Cooper, open for three. Brevin Cooper knocks it through.
17 for Cooper on the assist by DeHart, and the Knights extend the lead to 10.
Cooper at 14 at the halftime break, led all scorers. Powell on the far side. Drew Cook's playing tough defense.
He has Zeke Powell's yet to score.
Sater hands off to Powell, spins, drives, baby floater, and he missed it. Offensive rebound. Shot is up and through for Ringler. I thought you were about to jinx him with his pad and open look. Cooper near side. 4 minutes to go in the third. On top to Swearingen. He'll drive on Sater. Hands off to Cooper. Baby floater. Left it high. Got the friendly roll. Timeout, Coach Michael Byram. We'll take one with him. 39-29, 3:48 to go in the third. 60-second timeout on WAMB.
Hey friends, it's Bill with Brazil's Pizza King, and we can't thank you enough for all your support. With that being said, we have a few surprises. Brazil Pizza King is now adding some new menu options. Spaghetti, nachos and cheese, and salad options. Another gift from us to you is we are lowering, yes, lowering our pizza prices. Dine in, carry out, and delivery, all available options. To order and see our full menu, visit BrazilPizzaKing.com.
Brazil Pizza King, we can't wait to see you.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Coming out of the break, it's 39-29, 3:48 to go in the third quarter. Big thanks to our friends at Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Trust Tony and the crew not to rip you off.
Full court defense here by the Knights on a matchup man-to-man.
Powell. Landon Carr comes in the game. He'll take DeHart's place. Powell gets past Drew Cook to the left wing. Cook guarding him tightly.
Might get a five-second call.
Yeah, did Powell take his cookies out of the cookie jar or something? And he did.
No.
Oh, wait.
Timeout, I believe. Nope,
no, it was a five seconds. Wow.
Great defense there by Drew Cook. And I'll tell you what, Michael Byram gives him a big five there. You know, Drew is playing great defense on Powell. Powell is 0 for 2. He's frustrated. He's shaking his head. And Zeke Powell is one of the senior leaders here on this Edgewood Mustangs team.
Coach Byram said in the pregame interview the one thing he wanted them to get better at this week leading into sectionals was their defensive play. Swearingen, step back, jumper, left it short. Rebound by Huttenlocher. Up ahead to Powell on the far side. Powell dribbling with it. Drew Cook's guarding him again.
Drew's been on him all game.
Powell blows by him and puts up the left hand.
Zeke gets his first 2 points of the game. 39-31, Knights by eight.
Drew Cook now will try to drive inside the white, out wide to Cooper. Brevin just kind of heaves it up at the rim. He got stuck.
He didn't know what to do with it. It wasn't the right decision to throw it up for the senior.
He had that deer in headlights look. Powell driving, shot blocked. White up ahead to Drew Cook. Cook goes up with a layup, and it's rejected, but Drew Cook gets fouled, and he'll slide all the way to the rim and walk himself to the free throw line for two.
And that foul's going to be on number five. That's Coleman Sader's third foul, team's first.
Big thanks to PDF, it's Process Development of Fabrication. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and are proud to be a part of this community. Drew gives the Knights 40 points. Also, thanks to Morris Manufacturing, you could join their team today by applying at their location, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
19 points for Brevin Cooper, 11 for Drew Cook, 8 for Swearingen, and 2 for Fowler. Knights have 40 on the scoreboard, 2:32 to go in the third.
Drew Cook knocks it through, 41-31, timeout. Edgewood, it's a 60-second timeout. We'll take one with him. 2:32 to go in the third. Knights up 10 on WAMB.
Tired of paying those high cable rates? Give Mike Morin a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. Mike has Dish 2-year price lock plans starting at $64.99 a month. This includes free installation, free Hopper voice remote, and 3 months free Showtime and Stars. Don't call some random 800 number. Call your local premier dealer, Midwest Satellite and Mike Morin. 812-847-8848. Call Mike. He'll treat you right.
At H&R Block, tax time is our favorite time of year. It's when our tax pros get to do what they love the most, help people. By getting to know you, they make sure your return gets done right. It's not just numbers, boxes, and forms. It's personal care, so you get every credit and deduction you deserve. With an average of 10 years' experience, our tax pros get your taxes done right. Just one of the many ways Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. Walk in, make an appointment, or drop off your documents, and we'll tackle your taxes while you're away.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
41-31, 2:32 to go in the third quarter. Edgewood will have the ball going right to left on the radio dial. A little bit of man-to-man full-court pressure of Drew Cook on Powell. Powell gets it on top to Gorgeous, far side, in the hands of Huttenlocher. Huttenlocher guarded by Nolan White. Makes him pick up his dribble, gives it back inside to Sims. Sims fakes left, fadeaway right, blocked by Swearingen, and a foul will be called offensively on Zach Sims.
Zach Sims picks up his first team, second for the Mustangs.
We were talking about it off air, but we do want to make sure, hopefully, if you haven't heard the news, Tiger Woods was in a pretty bad accident today. Single car crash. For all I know, he had surgery, had a pretty bad injuries to his legs.
Yeah.
So
everybody knows who the Tiger is.
Cooper on the logo. Hands off to Swearingen. Brings it in, fights through contact, and he'll get fouled, but it'll be on the floor, not going to the rim.
Foul's going to be against Edgewood's number 13. That's Zach Sims' second foul, team's third. I like the play of Swearingen tonight, but there he took on all four of the Mustangs. He thought he was going to get some free throws out of it, but he was quadruple teamed there, and if he'd have dished that off, he had Brevin Cooper on the left wing, Drew Cook on the right wing, wide open.
Cooper to Nolan White, wide open three, and it rolls off the front rim. When you have that open of a look, you got to take it. Near side, Huttenlocher on the right elbow, picks up his dribble to Zach Sims, far side, on top to Gorgeous. 1:42 to go in the third, 10-point lead for the Knights. Near side, Gorgeous, left wing, guarded by Landon Carr. Good defense by Carr, feeds it to Sims. Sims attacks up top, Gorgeous. Pump fakes a three, pump fakes again, won't take it. Now it's Sims on the far side, hands off to Huttenlocher. Huttenlocher guarded by Cooper, goes up and in.
Huttenlocker's been the leading scorer here for Edgewood. That's his 20th point, Corey.
He's keeping them in this game all by himself.
And they're down eight.
Cook tries to hook a pass inside, But luckily, an Edgewood player tipped it, hit the bottom of the backboard, and it'll be out of bounds, stays with the Knights.
18 points for Caden Huttenlocker, 18 of the 33 points.
Fowler will come in, replaces Nolan White. Sader comes back in the game.
Both of them with three fouls. Sader for Edgewood with three and three for
Swearingen. Foul. Drives inside, goes up, fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. Draws the contact as someone tried to reach his hand in the cookie jar.
Foul's going to be on Huttenlocker, his first, team's four. JV won tonight, Corey, 47-46 in a thriller.
Swearingen's free throws up and through. Big thanks to Timberland Lumber Company. That's on Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. And Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley.
Knights 100% from the line. They're 8 for 8 as Swearingen hits both of his, extends the lead back to 10.
Fowler comes back out of the game. Nolan White re-enters. 106 to go in the third, 43-33. Going right to left with it. Gorgeous. Under a minute to go. Far side, Zach Sims. Sims, near side to Sader. Up top now, Sean Sims. Inside of Gorgeous, goes up with it, blocked by Carr, but they're going to say he might have got a little body in there.
First foul on Landon Carr, third for the Knights, 45 seconds to go. Gorgeous to go to the line. He's going to shoot two on that.
First one's up and off the mark. Stick around for the postgame show. Michael Byram will join us. We'll give away our player of the game and more. It's brought to you by Pizza King of Brazil, your official WAMB Northview postgame show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat during or after the game. Call in your order today at 812-420-3650.
Fowler and DeHart back on the floor for the night. Starting five on the floor.
Both free throws missed there from Edgewood. 43-33, 40 seconds to go in the third. The Knights will probably go for the last shot.
Unless they get an open seam.
Drew dribbles it all the way to Swearingen, the handoff to him. Sophomore to senior. Caleb dancing with it. Guarded by the much younger Zach Sims, 20 seconds. Caleb on the logo, 15. Brings it back on top. 14. Waiting to be told to go. Skips it far side to Brevin. 10. Goes away from the screen to Cook in the corner for three. Drew Cook, it rattles in and out. Rebounded by Gorgeous. 2-1. Half court heave. Air ball. We'll go to the fourth quarter. Drew Cook playing tough defense. Getting some good shots inside the paint. Just can't get those open threes to fall. Got a full quarter remaining, 43-33, Knights up 10 on WAMB.
It's February, and during the President's Day event at York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil, it's easy to see why we're not number one, you are. Come lease a Jeep Renegade for $155 per month, Jeep Compass for $209 per month, Jeep Cherokee for $199 per month, and 0% for 72 months on select models like Pacifica Hybrid, Pacifica, Durango, Grand Cherokee, and Ram Classic. Come see our now fully open facility on US 40 west of Brazil and see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Final quarter coming your way here as Northview leads 43-33 here on WAMB. Final home game here on senior night of the season. Edgewood has the ball, down 10. It'll be Powell bouncing it off to Sader. On top to Zach Sims. Kicks it over to Powell on the left wing. Skips the pass to Sims, far side. Now on top to younger brother Sims of Zach. Hands off to Powell. Powell bouncing it over. Sean Sims inside the paint. Driving on Fowler. Somehow got the baby roll to fall.
Sims got 5 points for the Mustangs.
Cooper on the logo, 7:20 to go. Cooper, he's got 19 in this one so far. Finds Swearingen, who has 10. On top to Fowler, far side to Drew. Drew won't dribble, instead gives it to DeHart for three. Off the back rim, Fowler will get called for that same foul he did earlier, trying to bounce, hit the ball over someone else's head. It'll be called for a body foul, his fourth.
Yep.
Big thanks to Ellis Law. One call does it all for legal matters large and small. Call Ellis Law today, 812-234-9000. Chance to make this interesting for Edgewood on this possession. Powell brings it right to left. Under 7 minutes to go, Edgewood down eight. On the left wing, the Seder. Marching band back here, pep band getting the cheering section going. Powell skips it to Sims, far side. Brings it over to Gorgeous on the corner. Inside the Seder, ball's in the air, taken away by Brevin Cooper. Brevin in transition, spins away, brings it back on top. Goes away from the screen, hands off to DeHart. DeHart goes to the logo. He'll drive to the elbow to hand off to Brevin Cooper. He gets triple teamed right away. Finds an open Braxton Sampson, who goes in and tried to throw a no-look pass to Swearingen. It's taken away by Seder. He'll be fouled on the floor by Brevin Cooper, and they'll take the ball out of bounds underneath.
Smart foul there by Cooper, his first, team's fourth.
Sampson had a layup. 43-35 on the Great Dane scoreboard. If the Knights win this, they finish in second place in the WIC. Sims finds Powell in the corner. Down low to Seder. Seder skips it to Gorgeous in the corner. He'll drive in, taken away by Brevin Cooper.
I'll tell you what, I'll call it right now. Brevin Cooper is having the game of his career right here on senior night.
Brevin in transition, and they're not going to call the count the end one.
No, he was fouled up the free throw line. He just got the continuation. And if somebody will sign him, that'll maybe fly at the next level. But great play there by the senior, Brevin Cooper. Outstanding play.
43-35, 5:50 to go. Swearingen underneath the inbound. Finds DeHart near side corner. Inside to Caleb, double teamed. Trying to find somebody. He'll have an open Drew Cook for three.
You ain't going to miss that one when you're looking right at it. And he's got 15 points. Drew Cook, the sophomore. Knights are up by 11.
46-35. Northview has led this entire game. Powell near side to Seder. He'll bring it on the logo. Seder attacks Caleb. Throws it in the corner to a wide open Hutton Locker for three. No. Sims, offensive rebound, gets fouled on the putback.
Good play there by the Knights. Good recovery on the rebound there by DeHart. I know he's going to pick up the personal foul, but it was a hustle foul.
5:17 to go. Sims puts up the shot and got it. Big thanks to Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Stop by and visit our friends and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located there in the Forest Park Plaza.
6 points now for Sean Sims.
DeHart comes out of the game. Landon Carr will enter. Three starters on the floor for the Knights, and Cooper, Swearingen, and Drew Cook.
And Landon Carr and Braxton Sampson, both juniors, getting playing time here tonight.
46-37 Knights on the Great Dane scoreboard. Sean Sims gets called for the reach-in foul on Caleb.
Didn't see a foul there, but not from our vantage point. The official did. Six fouls on the Mustangs. That's the first on, or second on Sean Sims.
Six fouls on the Knights, six fouls on the Mustangs. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way.
5:06 to go, 46-37. The Knights lead by nine.
Cooper on the logo, on the left wing to Swearingen. Brings his body into it, and a foul will be called.
That's going to be on Zach Sims, I believe, number 13 it is. That's his third. Corin, I'll tell you what, I'm going to voice this on the radio because I voiced it everywhere else. The Clay City Eels canceled the last 2 weeks of the season to prepare for sectionals, and did you see their sectional draw? They got number 4 Bloomfield in the first game of the sectionals. Best of luck to the Eels in that one.
47-37, 4:57 to go.
We got a really good shot of the Bloomfield here at North.
Sullivan just beat Bloomfield, I believe, yesterday. 48-37 now, 11-point lead for the Knights. Big thanks to Midwest Satellite if you're tired of paying those high cable rates like I was. Give Mike Moore a call at Midwest Satellite in Linton. That's 812-847-8848. Call Mike. He will treat you right.
I feel for them basketball players down there. I'd like to have seen those that Clay City team come to Northview. You know, that's always a big county rivalry, and I think you should play as many games as you can.
On top to Unlocker. Unlocker pump fakes a three. The band is getting into it. Guarded by Nolan White. Unlocker driving, fading, puts up a tough shot. I don't know how he got it to go.
Man, Huttenlocker's having a great game. That's 20 points for Huttenlocker for the Mustangs.
Now Caleb in transition all the way to the rim gets fouled.
Yeah, it's on Caden Huttenlocker, as we were just talking about. What a great game. He picks up his second foul.
Has Brevin Cooper had a break this game?
Yeah, he's been out twice. Yep. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, senior playing really well. He's only got one foul. Swearingen's first shot's up and good. Knights yet to miss from the free throw line.
That's so important, because we were talking about earlier in the year Brevin Cooper getting in foul trouble in the first half. Can't have that happen next week.
No, and he's a hustle player, and that's why he kept getting them. And he's still hustling, but he's still playing.
50-39, 4:24 to go. Swearingen knocks down both free throws. Every time Edgewood kind of gets their way back in this game, Northview just finds a way to answer offensively. Doring down low to Sater. Brings it on top for an open three for Edgewood. Off the back rim, rebounded by Cooper. Here comes Brevin in transition. He's not stopping. He's going to Euro. Put up the left hand. Can't get the scoop to go.
Nobody there to rebound.
Sater now up ahead. Right-handed layup, missed. Drew Cook flies in for the rebound after the miss by Doring. Cook stops, 14 feet, too strong. Cooper offensive rebound, put it up and in.
Brevin Cooper with 18 points, and what a play there to follow the trailing Drew Cook and play it off the rim. Nice play there by Drew Cook and Brevin Cooper.
Nice a chance to really open this one up. 3:30 to go, they're up 13. Powell, right corner, three, got it.
Zeke Powell with 5 points. Timeout, Edgewood.
52-42, 3:24 to go. We'll take a 30-second break here on WAMB.
Hello, this is Jeremy Montgomery, the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. Are you building a home or are a home builder? Park County RMC is happy to announce our new construction program that incentivizes energy efficiency building practices. This program has a proven history with amazing results. Call 765-569-3282 today or visit pcremc.com or powermoves.com for additional details.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Big thanks to our friends at Sue Goshen at H&R Block here in Brazil. It's tax time, everybody. Go get your taxes done with our friend Sue Goshen at H&R Block in Brazil off National Avenue. 52-42, 3:24 to go, Northview ball. And it'll be full court pressure applied by Edgewood coming out of the timeout. Cooper gets the inbound. Finds Nolan White. Nolan in trouble, and they're going to get a timeout from the Knights. He was double-teamed, had nowhere to go. We'll take another timeout with him. 3:16, score didn't change on WAMB.
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle but you are worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Coming out of the Northview Knights timeout this time around with 3:16 to go, 52-42 Northview. Full court pressure applied again, Nolan White. Waiting for a trio of Edgewoods. Bounce it to Swearingen behind. Caleb stops, finds Nolan. Bouncing in the middle to Brevin Cooper. And Cooper just lost it off his ankle. Edgewood and Huttenlocker on top. Doring feeds it down low. Little fadeaway jumper. He'll be fouled, and Ringler will go to the line for two.
Landon Ringler with his first chance to go to the free throw line tonight. Foul's going to be on Landon Carr. That's his second.
Number 11.
The Knights, seventh.
2:57 to go. 10-point game. A chance to make it single digits for Ringler. And he will.
52-43. Knights lead by nine. 2:57 to go. And Edgewood just hasn't went away.
No. They always fight their way back. Northview answers, but they still like that fly. Go.
Yeah. Second shot's up and good by Ringler. Timeout, Edgewood.
It's not a timeout. They had a substitution they didn't see. Fowler comes in the game.
Landon Carl go out.
So the starting five remains out there for the Knights, excluding Ethan DeHart. Yep. Nolan White in there. 2:56 to go, 52-44.
Officials are going to talk about where the out of bounds is at.
Wouldn't it be underneath the basket?
Well, they're talking about it where, because they'd already threw it inbounds before they whistled. So,
2:58 to go. Northview up eight. Full court pressure by Edgewood. Near side, Nolan White. Northview's got to be able to break this if they want to make a run in the postseason. Far side, Swearingen.
It's just a 1-2-2 trap. I mean, there's no reason. You just get it to the middle, but everybody wants to be a hero.
Caleb throws it to an open Drew Cook for three.
He's my hero. Drew Cook with another triple here. He's only missed one in the second half, and he's got 18 points to tie Cooper for leading scoring.
Sater driving, and he'll get fouled. Swearingen didn't like the call.
It's going to be on Caleb.
Caleb almost reacted, but he stopped, turned around, handed the ball to the official.
Oh, it's on Nolan White.
Okay.
There ain't a number 20. He called that on Nolan White, number 20?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he said, all right.
Sater at the line, and the free throw rolls around all parts of the rim and finds a way in.
Sater has got nine now for the Mustangs.
The North United student section theme tonight is Blackout. Final home game of the season. Sater. And he'll miss this one. 9-point lead for Northview, 11-point lead. Cooper in transition, stops, spins, finds Drew Cook for another open three. Brad
can't leave him open right there. He's hit three in a row for the Knights. Drew Cook with 21 points.
Sater in transitions, stops, on top to Hutton Locker. He'll fall to the floor. Cooper steals it. Up ahead to Drew Cook. He won't dunk it, but he'll put it up in with the right hand.
Drew Cook does it again. He's on fire. The sophomore's got 11 points, all coming in 6 minutes here in the fourth period, and he's got 23 for the night. He's trying to spoil the seniors on senior night.
Drew Cook is doing it all here in the final couple minutes. And
Fowler's going to do something here on senior night. He's going to go watch the last minute and 49. From the bench. He fouls out with a minute 49 to go.
He wanted to watch the last couple minutes of his cousin on the home floor for the final time. Fowler and company didn't agree with the call, but this one's all but over. Edgewood is going to sub out five.
He's going to the bench with 2 points, and Braxton Sampson will check in for Fowler.
See if we'll get a standing ovation. I'm sure we will for Cooper and Swearingen.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll come out here. Once we get under a minute, Coach will call timeout, I'm sure.
1:49 to go, 60-44 here on WAMB.
Ringler at the line to shoot one and bonus. First one's up, and it's good.
60-45 now.
Again, if you wasn't listening at the beginning of the game, the third senior tonight, Chris Ellis, home listening. He had an incident away from school and got injured.
Next one is up and off the mark. Rebounded by Swearingen. Up ahead to Brevin Cooper. Cooper. Drew Cook trying to get another one, isn't he?
Yeah, he was wide open wanting the ball.
Cooper dance with it on the logo. 1:30 to go. 60-45. Northview will finish second in the Western Indiana Conference. Swearingen, first place team was Sullivan, in case you're wondering. Driving, puts it up and in.
Swearingen now has 16 points, and Caleb Swearingen is going to join the 1,000-point club here at Northview. Back about five games ago, he hit the 1,000th point.
Next shot is up for Sims off the mark. Ball's loose, picked up by Brevin Cooper, and Northview up 17 with the ball. They'll get double-teamed, they'll get fouled, and here comes the substitutions. Let's listen to the standing ovation. Nolan White comes out. Brevin, full timeout will be called. We'll keep it here.
And Brevin Cooper and Caleb Swearingen are going to go to the bench for the last time.
In the home gymnasium.
All four years they've played varsity basketball. And I'll tell you, what an outstanding night for those two. And the sophomore Drew Cook's going to go to the bench as well. Right now, Drew Cook's leading scorer. Jared Parkey checks in for the Knights and Christian Rumpke.
Near side, Nolan White. Nolan got it taken away nearly, picks it up. Splits between the defenders, down low to Braxton. He fumbled the ball. He'll fight for it on the floor. You don't see Braxton fumbling too often. He's usually the one causing fumbles. And it'll be out of bounds. Stays with the North Unites. Landon Carter inbound. Gets it to Parkey. Back to Landon Carr. Step back three. And Landon Carr gets on the scoreboard.
Landon Carr picks up his first 3 points of the game.
Northview on top by 20. 65, 45, 30 seconds to go. Edgewood driving in. Couple JV players out there. Sims will spin up and under. No. Rebounded by Braxton Sampson. Jared Parkey wasn't looking. Got it stripped away from behind. Sean Sims will dribble it out in 15 seconds.
Sims is going to hold it.
And
his teammate
anymore.
Don't want him to, but they're going to dribble it out.
8 seconds. Edgewood on the left wing. Waiting for three at the buzzer. I don't know if that was an air ball or not. It was close enough. Buzzer sounds. Your North Unites finish in second place in the WIC and get a big win and get their seventh win in a row, winning 65-45 over the Edgewood Mustangs. We'll break it all down on our Pizza King and Brazil postgame show here on WAMB. Coach Michael Byram and company will join us. We'll be right back here on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world. Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several quality and supplier of the year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. Your final score, Northview 65, Edgewood 45. We'll get leading scores and much more. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, coming up for Brad Wallace. I'm Corey Clark. Thanks for joining us on the Pizza King of Brazil postgame show. Your North Unites knock off Edgewood to finish second in the WIC and get their seventh win in a row on the season. We'll take one more break here on Pizza King of Brazil on WAMB.
Hey friends, it's Bill with Brazil's Pizza King, and we can't thank you enough for all your support. With that being said, we have a few surprises. Brazil Pizza King is now adding some new menu options: spaghetti, nachos and cheese, and salad options. Another gift from us to you is we are lowering, yes, lowering our pizza prices. Dine in, carry out, and delivery, all available options. To order and see our full menu, visit BrazilPizzaKing.com.
Brazil Pizza King, we can't wait to see you.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here on the Pizza King and Brazil postgame show on WAMB. We'll get a leading scores here and much more. Coach Michael Byron will join us. Northview gets the win, 65-45. We have one more regular season game. That's this Thursday. We're going all the way to Bloomington South High School, the runner-up of the Wabash Valley Classic, before they fell to Greencastle. The Northview Knights defensively played outstanding. Caleb Swearingen, Drew Cook, Brevin Cooper. Cooper kind of led the way the entire way, just consistent throughout. Had 14 at the halftime break. And then Drew Cook kind of found his stride there in the last few minutes, hitting three big threes and a layup that kind of went on a run of his own. We'll talk to the head coach of the Northview Knights, Michael Byron. We'll give away the Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game when we come back on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back here on Pizza King in Brazil. We'll talk to head coach of the Northview Knights, Michael Byron. But first, let's groove it over to Brad Wallace. Brad, Northview gets the big 20-point lead here. Cooper, Swearingen, Cook, they all contributed here.
Yeah, well, everybody contributed. I want to start. He only had 3 points, but Ethan DeHart had one of the best games of the season tonight, offensively and defensively. He probably led the team in assist. For the Knights, 21 points for the senior, Brevin Cooper, 16 for the senior in Caleb Swearingen, 20 for Drew Cook, 3 for Ethan DeHart, 2 for Jacob Fowler, and 3 for Landon Carr. The Knights, 65. For Edgewood, 45 points, 20 for Caden Huntlocker, 9 for Coleman Sater, 5 apiece for Landon Ringler and Zeke Powell, and 6 for Sean Sims. And that rounds out scoring for the Edgewood Mustangs.
Joining us here on the postgame show brought to you by Pizza King in Brazil, Coach Michael Byram. Coach, you get the 20-point lead. We talked pregame. One of the bigger things you wanted to see this week was defense. What did you think of the defense from the team, Drew Cook, Ethan DeHart, et cetera?
I thought we were good at times, and at times we were average. And mm-hmm. I think if we want to achieve the things that we feel like we can achieve, we got to step it up a little bit. But you know what? We're not out of time. We still have a few days of practice. We got one more test on Thursday, and then a few more days of practice, and then we'll be ready to go, hopefully.
I know we talked about a pregame, but now that the game's over, final time playing on the floor, Chris Ellis, Caleb Swearingen, Reverend Cooper, your final thoughts on the seniors here?
I'm so appreciative of all of them, and I told the guys, words can't, like, I'm not able to come up with the words right now because I really don't want to get emotional about it, to be honest with you, because we've got a lot of basketball still left in us, and we'll worry about, I will express my thoughts when it's appropriate.
Okay.
But I'm very proud of all three of those young men. They've represented our community, our school, and our basketball program the right way, and that, as a coach, that's what you want.
Brevin Cooper really led the way offensively, scoring at 14 at halftime. Drew Cook kind of struggled to find his stroke there until the final few minutes. He just went off three after three after three, transition layup. What's it say about the offensive guys on this team? If maybe they're not hitting their shots early on, but they definitely can find it later.
Well, I think we're explosive. I mean, like, I'll be greedy and I want to do it for 32 minutes, but mm-hmm. like sometimes you can't do that, especially when you're playing against a good team like Edgewood. I mean, but like we have that in us. I mean, yeah. We can go on runs where the basket's huge, you know. So I mean, that you just gotta stay with it, especially when you got guys who are as talented as our guys.
7-game win streak for you guys. Before I let you go, your final test of the regular season, a good one at Bloomington South on Thursday. What's your first initial thoughts on that one?
Before we get there, I think we went undefeated at home, which is the first time in 16 years. I would like to bring that up because our guys we worked really hard to take pride in our home court. And
just looking up to make sure I was right.
03-04 season, it was the last time they went undefeated at home. And our guys did a phenomenal job with that, protecting our home court. But Thursday's going to be like a regional game. Tonight was our dress rehearsal for March 6th in our eyes. And it wasn't pretty, but we got the job done. Thursday's a regional type of atmosphere. I mean, that's the quality of the team, and it's a great test for us to see where we really are and what we need to really do in order to achieve some things that we've already set for ourselves.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you Thursday.
Thank you.
We'll take one more break here on the final pregame show here, brought to you by Pizza King Brazil on WAMB.
There are times in your life when you need some advice, when you need someone to get you through it all.
We're here talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. I heard there are Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. What's the difference?
Well, actually, in bankruptcy, either Chapter 7 or 13, there's two types of debts. There's secured debts and unsecured debts. Secured debts are debts that have some collateral attached to it, like a house or a car, furniture or appliance, some of them of value, where you purchased that property or pledged the property, you're making payments on it. Unsecured debts are the opposite. Those are the charge cards, medical bills, hospital bills, signature loans, that laundry list. In Chapter 7, called a liquidation bankruptcy, we actually discharge those debts totally. In a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it's a reorganization where we actually take your payments and pay back a portion of that debt over a five-year payment plan. So whether you're facing bankruptcy, whether it be a 7 or 13, give Ellis Law a call at 234-9000.
In times like these, you need to call Mike Ellis.
Great Dane needs the makers, the doers, the hard workers, the kind of people who still believe in crafting something with their hands, building something from the ground up. Those who feel a sense of pride and satisfaction in saying, I made that. Great Dane has immediate openings at both their Terre Haute and Brazil locations and invites you to become a Great Dane maker. With a history dating back to 1900, Great Dane has established itself as the transportation solutions leader of today. Become a part of this rich history. Great Dane provides you with a rewarding career, great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Immediate direct hire openings available now at both Terre Haute and Brazil locations. You'll join the nation's greatest makers and reap the benefits of a rewarding career that supports you and your family. Are you ready to make a difference? Because at Great Dane, that is exactly what you'll do. Start your journey by visiting greatdane.com/careers. That's greatdane.com/careers.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Final time here on WAMB in the Pizza King of Brazil postgame show. Brad
Wallace and Corey Clark here at Northview High School. As Coach Michael Byram said, undefeated at home here and senior night. Corey, we can't wrap it up yet. We forgot one of the most important things, and that's the Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. And I'll tell you what, honorable mention tonight's going to go to Drew Cook. He had an outstanding game. Also, Ethan DeHart offensively and defensively. Ethan may not have lit the lights up tonight on the scoreboard, but he did an outstanding job offensively, defensively, probably led the team in assists. But tonight, your players of the game is going to be three seniors that played here their fourth and final year for two of them, and 2 years for Chris Ellis, who was unable to be here tonight. But tonight we have the trifecta of players of the game. Number 22, Caleb Swearingen, finished with 16 points. Number 2, Brevin Cooper, finished tonight with 21 points. And sitting at home, relaxing and getting healthy, wearing number 10 this season, and that's Christopher Ellis. And a big shout out to Chris, and hoping and wishing him a speedy recovery for Ellis. So, well, that wraps up tonight's senior festivities. But the season's not over, Corey.
Yeah, we got
Bloomington South this Thursday night. We'll be on the air about 7:15-ish, probably a little later than that because the JV game will probably not get started right at 6 because of the travel.
What a road trip.
And then we're back on the air next Tuesday night for sectional basketball, Plainfield Quakers and the Terre Haute North Patriots. And then Wednesday night, the Northview Knights take on the West Vigo Vikings. 5:45 on the pregame show at Owen Valley High School.
And sponsors are still available for that one. So if you're interested in that, get a hold of Brad or myself. Big thanks to Brad Wallace. Big thanks to everybody here. Final game for the Northview High School Gymnasium this season and forever for Caleb Swearingen, Brevin Cooper, and Chris Ellis. Season's not done. We'll talk to you Thursday. Big thanks to Dennis. Knights win 65-45 here on WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located at the Forest Park Plaza. Pizza King in Brazil, your official Northview post-game show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650. Ellis Law, one call does it all. For legal matters, large and small, call Ellis Law today for your free consultation. 812-234-9000. And by Sue Goshen, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC media station.